أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن تكفروا فإن الله غني عنكم ولا يرضى لعباده الكفر. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained in a dramatic way the great qudrat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, the creation of the heavens and the earth, the day and the night, and all the things around us. Then much more greater how Allah has created the human being, a baby in the womb of the mother, stage after stage. And if a person just have to ponder on that, his whole life can pass, and he can't fathom all the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah has made a baby, the eyes, the ears, the nose, everything in that small little womb. After that, Allah Ta'ala declares that Allah has shown us all this to open our eyes. But if we still keep our eyes closed and we don't see Allah and we don't even believe in Allah, it does not harm Allah Ta'ala in the least, but whatsoever. Our iman and amal is not for Allah's benefit in any way. It is only for our own benefit. In takfuru fa inna Allah ghaniyun ankum. Agar tum munkir honge, to Allah parwa nahi rakhta tumhari. If you disbelieve and you don't even acknowledge, don't even see Allah, and you don't believe in Allah, then Allah is totally independent of you. Allah is not in need of you at all. Allah's greatness is as it is. If nobody worships Allah Ta'ala, Allah is still as great as He is. And if all worship Allah, it does not increase Allah's greatness in the least. But and for Allah's ibadat, the malaika are more than enough. If we make ibadat, we believe it is only for our own benefit, otherwise it's to our own detriment. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. اور پسند نہیں کرتا اپنے بندوں کا منکر ہونا. And Allah does not like that His servants disbelieve in Him. Naturally, Allah Ta'ala, after showing so many favors, Allah does not like that a person must disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. In here also is hidden the great love of Allah Ta'ala. Because by disbelief, a person is going to get the azab of Allah in this world, in the qabr, and forever in the year after. And Allah loves His banda and does not want him to go into azab. So Allah has declared that He does not like disbelief at all. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. اور اگر اس کا حق مانو گے تو اس کو تمہارے لئے پسند کرے گا. And if you will be thankful to Allah, if you will open your eyes and see Allah and His favors, and you appreciate them, and you are thankful to Allah, Allah will be pleased with you. And if a person just ponders a little, if Allah so great is pleased with a person, what won't Allah do for a person? If a father is happy with his children, husband is happy with his wife, what and what won't he do? He will go out of his way to please them. If Allah is happy, what and what won't Allah do for a person? وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. اور نہ اٹھائے گا کوئی اٹھانے والا بوجھ دوسروں کا. And remember that nobody will carry the weight of somebody else. Our religion is not like the Christian false religion which they have changed, and that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has died on the cross for the sins of the people. Somebody else commits making sins and somebody else pays for it. Islam is everyone is responsible for himself. Your gunas which you have committed, you will pay for them. Somebody else is not going to carry your gunas for you. You will have to pay for your own gunas. So if you disbelieve, you don't acknowledge Allah, you will have to carry that burden. Nobody else is going to carry that burden for you. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. پھر اپنے رب کے طرف تم کو پھر جانا ہے تو وہ جتلائے گا تم کو جو تم کرتے تھے. And then you will turn and return to Allah Ta'ala, and then He will inform you of all that what you had done. Allah is fully aware of all our actions, what passes through our minds, what goes through our hearts. Allah is fully aware, and Allah will take us to task accordingly on the day of Qiyamah. Innahu alimum bidhati sudur, muqarrar usko khabar hai dilo ki baat ki. And remember, Allah has made it explicit that Allah knows what is passing in your hearts also. And accordingly, a person will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. For all the wrong that he had done, he will have to pay. For all the good that he will do, that he had done, he will be recompensated for that. And then Allah Ta'ala explains one attitude of mankind. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرٌّ دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ اور جب آ لگے انسان کو سختی پکارے اپنے رب کو رجوع ہو کر اس کے طرف. And when some difficulty comes upon insan, not only a mu'min or a Muslim, but any human being, then he turns to Allah Ta'ala, and natural turning he has got to Allah Ta'ala. Every human being that has come in this world, Allah had presented himself before them, before they came in this world. Alastu bi rabbikum. So everyone deep down in his heart, he knows that Allah alone is his creator, the solver of his problems, his overseer. Allah does everything for him. So any insan, whether he's Muslim or non-Muslim, when he comes into great difficulty, then he turns finally to Allah Ta'ala and begs for, to Allah for his help. Even we are classified and we declare ourselves as Muslims. But whenever a problem comes, if it's a medical thing, first we think of some medicine. Then we think of some doctor. When all that fails, we think of some amils. We think of some maulana for duas. Then last, when nothing helps, then we say only Allah can help. Whereas we should be also turning first, in the first place, to Allah Ta'ala and seek His help. So whether it is us or whether it is even an atheist, at the end he also turns to Allah Ta'ala. Whether he calls it nature or whatever, but then every person knows when he's desperate, there is nobody else that can help him besides Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نَعْمَةً مِنْهُ پھر جب بخشے اس کو نعمت اپنے طرف سے. And then when Allah blesses that person with a نعمت, he was ill, he made dua, Allah removed his illness. He was had financial problems, he made dua, Allah removed them. Whatever problems he had, when Allah has removed them, then he comes out of that نعمت, نسیہ ما کان يدعو إليه من قبل, بھول جائے اس کو جس کے لئے پکارا جا رہا تھا پہلے سے. He forgets everything, how he made dua, how he asked other people to make dua. Once he's relieved of his problem, then he completely forgets it. And we can also see this in our own lives. If we have some problem, for example, just your finger was paining and your toe was paining. Anyone asked you, say, my finger, it's paining me terribly. When it gets better, somebody meets you after some time, they ask, how's your finger now? Then you think again. You even forgot that your finger was sore and that Allah Ta'ala had made it right. So when that is the case, we don't make shukr to Allah. Many of us are such. In fact, there are so many times we have with our students, exam time they come and they ask for duas that we must pass with good marks. And when they get their good marks, they will never return to say, Jazakallah, you made dua. Or even they won't turn to Allah and make shukr to Allah. So that is human nature. And what has to become to be righteous, overcome this weakness of human nature. Acknowledge Allah. Make dua to Him in the first place. When problems are removed, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Acknowledge His ni'mat upon us. But we seldom do that. وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ اور ٹھہرائے اللہ کے برابروں کو تاکہ بہکائے اس کے راہ سے. And a person then establishes partners for Allah Ta'ala who will must guide him from the path of Allah Ta'ala. The many times A person will clearly say that so and so help me out of my problem. He does not even attribute it to Allah. This doctor, he did a wonderful operation and today I'm better. He does not even attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. He is also misguided and thereby he misguides other people. Many persons will, people will say, my father left me a legacy. Today that's why I'm triumphing so much. Or my education that I got, that's why I'm so successful. And we don't attribute it to Allah. And we forget Allah. This is associating a partner with Allah. And this is misguidance in openness. قُلْ تَمَتَّعْ بِكُفْرِكَ قَلِيلًا تُو کہ بَرَتْ لِي سَاتْ اپنے کفر کے تھوڑے دینوں میں. And how directly and beautifully the Quran speaks, if this is what you want to do, then enjoy yourself for a few days with your kufr. Allah will give you respite for a few days. Enjoy yourself and think you are at the top of the world and there is nobody like you. But remember, إِنَّكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ تُو هِي دُوزَخْ وَالُو مَيْ. But you will be among the people of Jahannam. If you don't acknowledge Allah, you don't attribute things to Allah, and you don't realize things are from Allah, and you are not thankful to Him, then you are heading headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So very beautifully Allah has explained in this ayat that Allah is not in need of our ibadat, of our iman at all. And whatever we are doing, it is for our own good. What good we are doing, it is for our benefit. What wrong we are doing, it is for our harm. And remember insan's nature, which overtakes him over and over in his life. When difficulties, hardships come, then he makes dua and he finally turns to Allah in great humility and humbleness. When Allah removes that difficulty, he completely forgets everything. How many people in their difficulties start tahajjud also? And once the problem is gone, then faraz also is gone. No faraz also. So that should not be the case. And we should take a lesson from this in our lives to acknowledge Allah and to be thankful to Allah and to return to Him fully and completely. Wa akhiru da'wana.